following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 6, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. My Lord, Your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling.
Janmai sajja sutasri bhi vedamana madah paman naivarhatta vitatun vai tam akinchana gocharam. Akinchana means no kinchana. Kinchana means something. So, nakinchana means one who has nothing to possess. He is called nakinchana. Or, one who is fully convinced that nothing belongs to me, he is akinchana. Here in the material world, it is just the opposite. Everyone is thinking that I have got something. I have seen long, long ago, maybe 50 years ago, in Howrah station, I was going somewhere. So one man, his luggage was the half-burned some fuel wood and some rejected things he was carrying as luggage. Half-burned fuel wood. He thought that this is my possession. I have saved this. So he was taking to his home. That means everyone, even though it is very insignificant, still everyone thinks that I have got something. This is the material disease. So, this is the illusion. Therefore, Shastra says, Tatak grihat chetra sutartha vittai janasya mohoyam. Janasya mohoyam ahang mameti. How a man becomes entangled in this material world, everything is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava metat. This material world means sex attraction. Mithuni bhava. The man is searching after woman is searching after man. This is material life. In human life, in birds, beasts, these sparrows, they are trying to make some nest on this chandelier to enjoy sex and legs. Therefore they require some place. The basic principle is sex. First of all, sex life, then other necessities. First of all, seeing man and woman. Then when they unite, pungshang siyo mithini bhava mita tayo mitha hridayaganti mahu. When they unite, and they get children, then the hard knot of heart, she is my wife, she is my husband, we cannot separate, hard knot, hridaya ganthi. Already there is attraction, now this attraction becomes more and more tight after it. Then we require a place to live together, home, sweet home. Yes, very sweet. The whole day and night work. And this is more. He is working hard day and night. There is not a single moment leisure, and still he is a sweet home. This is illusion. So atak griha, as soon as a man and woman, or a male, female, either bird, beast, or human being, or demigods, everyone, then he requires home, griha, then land to produce food, griha-chetra, then children, griha-chetra, because when a man is married, the social life, if he has no children, that is, means vacant home. Putrahinam griham sunnam. Chanakya Pandita said, vidyahinam jivanam sunnam. One who is not educated, his life is zero. Vidyahinam jivanam sunnam. Dikasannam devabandhava. And if you want to go to some foreign place, if that place is not a holy place, because according to Vedic system, they go on touring to see holy places, tirthasthan, or to a friend's house. So if you are going to some foreign countries, if there is no friend and no devata, then it is useless. Vikasannam devabhan. Or, putrahinam griham sunnam. You are married, but you have no children. And that is also like zero. Putrahinam griham sunnam. Sarvasannam daridrata. But if you are poor, then everything is zero. Your vidya is zero, your home is zero, and your friend is zero, because nobody will care you. So, real point is putra. Ata griya chetra suta. Suta means putra. And according to drive them. So, require, married wife requires children, otherwise it is vacant. The Bhagavad said that atat griha cheta sutaptu vittai jonasya moham, that I possess. In another place it is said that we are thinking very secure. I have got a nice body, stout and strong. I take daily exercise in the morning and I keep myself fit. That verse is the Deha Kalatradi. I have got good wife. Sainna means Atma Sainna Su Asasu. Atma, we are thinking, I am in the family life, I am very happy, I am very secure, I have got my good wife, I have got my good children, and so many things, I have got good bank balance, so I am secure. So, Shastra says, Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi na pasyati. Dehapatta kalatradishu. I forget. Deha and apatta. Deha means his body. And apatta means children. Dehapatta kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Dehapatta kalatradishu. Atma sanyesu. Just like when a king fights, he has got some soldiers. Similarly, our life in this material world is simply fighting. There is always some danger, just like Kunti says, vipada santa sasyata. It is simply full of danger. So when there is danger, you have to fight. That is material life. That is called struggle for existence. So how we are fighting? Dehavatta kalatradishu, atma sanyeshu. This is our soldier. I have got a good body, strong body, and I have got my children, my grown-up boys. I have got very good wife. Adi. This is the Adi. This is beginning of thinking I have got kinchana. This is kinchana. I have got something. Dehapatta kalatradishu. They are considered as atma sena. They are my soldiers. Whenever I am sick, they will help me. If I go out, then who will help me? If I leave my home, then if I fall sick, will take care of me? No, I'm not going out of home. Dehapatta kalatradishu. Atma sanyeshu. That is my soldier. We are fighting with the soldier, accompanied by soldier. Dehapatta kalatradishu. Atma sanyeshu. Asasu api. Asat. They will not stay. I have got experience. Everyone can say that. I had father to take protection or other relative, friend. But now they are gone. Asatru. Everything is finished. So, these soldiers, either as father or as son, the father is finished, the son will also be finished. Asasu api, dehapatta kalatradishu, atma sanyeshu, asasu api, pramatta tasan nidhanam. These soldiers will be killed. Tasan nidhanam, pasan api na pasati. He knows, he has got experience, he is blind. That these soldiers will not be able to give me protection. When death will come, they will not be able. But my real miserable condition is birth, death and old age and disease. So when I fall sick, they can help. They are eager to help. But real help, they cannot give me. One should understand. Atma, sanyeshu, asasu api. They will be killed. Real protection is Krishna, that we do not know. So, so long we possess all these things, that is explained here, janma, aishajya, suta, sri. These are good material possessions. To born in high family, aristocratic family, or Brahman family, Kshatri family, these were considered high parentage, heritage. Nowadays, everyone is Shudra, there is another. Nobody can be proud of his birth. So, janma and aishajya, if we possess land, home, and children, wife, bank balance, that is called aishajya. Janma aishajya, suta, and education, I am philosopher, I am scientist, and these poets go education. That is called Sutta. Sutta, especially Vedic knowledge, Suti. The Janmai Sajja Sutta Sri Vi and Sri Beauty. So, unless one is very happy, born in good family, unless he cannot have bodily beauty. Janmai Sajja Sutta Sri Vi, Edomana. Edomana, Madha. The more we possess these things, then we become intoxicated. It is already illusion. So, that illusion becomes more and more stronger, and that is called mother. So, they are not interested in Krishna consciousness. That is the position at the present moment. Everyone is trying that I must have a good position in the society. People will say, oh, his house is very nice. Or everyone is trying to be educated, to acquire money. In the Western countries, these are very prominent. Janma is Sajjasuta. They are not very much interested about the Janma. But Oishabja, Sutta, they are interested. And Sri. Everyone, more or less, that is the. These are disqualification for Krishna consciousness. In the materially, they are very good qualification, advancement of material civilization. But here Kunti says, Janmai Sajja Sutta Sivi Idumana Madha Puman Naivarhati. He does not desire. Na eva naiva arhati. Therefore the Vedic civilization is voluntary giving up. Voluntary giving up. Big, big king, Maharaj Bharat, the emperor of the whole world, Bharatvarsha, therefore it is called Bharatvarsha. At the age of 24 years, he gave up his kingdom, his young wife. There are many, many instances. So, to become voluntarily akinchana, I have nothing. I don't possess. Here in this material world, everyone is trying to possess more. More of wealth, more education, more beauty, more family prestige, aristocracy. This is materialism. And spiritualism means just the opposite. Therefore, people are not attracted to spiritualism. I have told you that I was thinking, when I was dreaming, that Guru Maharaj is asking me to come out, and I was going. Did I say this story? Yes. So I was afraid. Oh, I have to give up my family, and I have to become sannyasi, and I have to go behind my Guru Maharaj. No, no, it is horrible. I was thinking. But he forced me to. He's so kind that he forced me somehow or other. That is mercy. I can understand now that how much merciful was my Guru Maharaj that he forced me to take this life. So, therefore, it was inquired by Yudhishthira Maharaj. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this question was raised by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami. So, Your Honor, we see just the opposite thing that one who is devotee of Lord Vishnu, the husband of the goddess of fortune, they become gradually poorer. Because a Vaishnava, generally, they remain humble and poor, Brahman also. Whereas the worshipper of Lord Shiva means at least he voluntarily accepts all poverty. His wife is Durga Devi, so powerful, Shishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti, that she can make a new universe. She is so powerful. But this couple, Lord Shiva and Parvati, they have no house even to live. They live under the tree. So poor. No residential house even. So when one becomes devotee of Lord Shiva, he gets material opulence, he becomes rich, he gets good wife, he gets all material opulence. And when one becomes the devotee of Vishnu, the husband of goddess of fortune, he becomes poor. Why this contradiction? This is contradiction. The worshipper of the Lord of goddess of fortune is becoming poorer. And the worshipper of the Bhagavan, who has no house in, lives underneath a bale tree, that is also not very good. And his devotee becomes so opulent material. So why this difference? These are statements I have stated several times. Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit that this very question was raised by your grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, to Lord Krishna, and what he replied, I will say. So, in that connection, he gave quotation of Krishna. Krishna said to Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Yudhishthira by hint asked Krishna that we are your friend and why you are put into such tribulations that we have lost our kingdom, we are now living in the forest, our wife is insulted. Why? So the reply was that Jasyam anugrinnami hariseta dhanam sanai. Means, Krishna said that when I make one specially favor, then I take away all his riches to make him niskinchan. Niskinchan means one becomes almost poverty stricken, nobody cares for him, then he becomes fully surrendered to Krishna. Just like Nartamdas Thakur says, Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Juta Kuruna Karaha Igva. Narottama Dasakhaya Kuruna Nathaliya Ranga Paya Tumi Vina Keyache Ama. This position is very nice. Miskin. I have lost everything. I am now not cared by my family, my friends. So everything I have lost. Therefore, I am forced to come to you, surrender. So don't kick me out. Please give me shelter, because I have no other shelter. Tumi bina keyacham. There is nobody else to take my care except your Lord. This is called Nishkinti. So, actually that is the position. So long we shall think that for my protection. This arrangement is there for my protection, this arrangement is there. That is not niskinchan. Niskinchan means when I'll think, I'll be actually under the understanding that I have no other protection except Krishna, and then I fully surrender. That is the best qualification for Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is said, naivarhati abhidatum te tvam, and to you, who are you? Akinchana gocharam. You can be understood only by a person who has lost everything. That Kunti's purpose was that when we lost everything, you were with us. Now we have got kingdom, we have got prestige, we have got so many things. Now we are going to Dwarka. Tvam akinchana gatva. This is Kunti's realization. Janmai sadya sutasribi idumana padam. Therefore, for spiritual advancement, if one is interested, this should not be too much attached to material things. If you want to advance in spiritual life, janmai sadya, because this will be entanglement. The more and more we shall think, this is mine. This is mine. Aham mamete. This is illusion. Nothing belongs to him. But by illusion, he will think this is mine. This is mine. Just like we have got this nice grand building in this district. If we think this is my building or my building, then there will be mishap. My Guru Maharaj said, personally, he said that when we are living in a rented house, if we could collect 200-300 rupees, we are living very nicely at Ultan. And since then, J.B. Datta has given us this marble palace, Gauriyamon. There is fixed between our men. We'll occupy this room, we'll occupy that room, we'll be proprietors. Kunbhav was giving one tablet that this is. Everyone is planning in different ways. So Guru Maharaj said, he was personally instructed. If I could sell this marble of this temple and secure some money, and if I could print some books, that would have been better. That would have been better. Therefore I am so much after books. If we forget our position, if we become counseling man, property man, then Krishna will be finished. Because Krishna is akinchana gochara. Therefore we should always remember that we possess this nice house not for our comfort, but people will come because they are not accustomed. If we would have invited people, come and sit down on this Mayapur ground, no, there was no possibility. Therefore, we must possess Krishna's temple, very nice, so that people will come and we shall preach. That is philosophy. Not that because we have got this nice house, therefore we should be very much attached. Attachment must be there. For Krishna's service, the temple must be very clean, the establishment must be very nice. What for? For attracting devotees. This is the purpose. Not for our personal benefit. That is why Guru Maharaj introduced this big, big palaces, temple. That is the contribution of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because the Goswamis, they worship Krishna in a different method, going to Vrindavan, living under Nandi tree, and one night underneath one tree, next night, next tree. This vairagya is not possible for the Western people. Therefore, we require this building. That is a contribution. Unless they live comfortably, it is not possible. And we have to preach all over the world. So, Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. For Krishna's, therefore you will find in India there are many very big, big, costly temples, not personal house. You'll never find all over India. You go and see, they have spent lots of money per temple. That was the Oriental civilization. Even the Mohammedans, they would construct very costly mosques, but they would live in huts. And that was the intention. Whenever one is a little bit rich, he will find out how to spend it for Krishna, not for his sense gratification. Just like this Madan Mohan temple was constructed by a big merchant. He approached Sanatana Goswami, Sir, what can I do for you? I want to serve you. So Sanatana Goswami said, "My Madan Mohan, I am living underneath the tree and my Madan Mohan is hanging. So if you can, you can construct a temple for Madan Mohan." Similarly, Maharaj Man Singh approached Rupa Goswami. They never constructed big, big temple for their own living purpose, but Krishna's purpose. That is the way. For Krishna, we must have everything very gorgeous and first class, but not for me. That is akinsha. Personally, we should not possess anything. Simply for Krishna. So, that attitude should be maintained, because here it is said, tam akinchana gocham. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he said that niskinchana. Here it is called akinchana. And the same thing in different way, niskinchana. Akinchana, o means negation. And na means negation. Niskinchana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that niskinchana sa Bhagavad bhajano unmukhasya. Bhagavad bhajan, to advance in spiritual life, to be engaged in Krishna's devotion and service, that is the aim of life. That is the purpose of human form of life. So for him, he should always remain niskinchana. Niskinchana sa Bhagavat bhajana mukha. So, therefore Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he remained niskinchana. And his disciple Bhaktisiddhanta sir, he also remained niskinchana, although he possessed so many temples. Because nothing was for his personal, but for Krishna. So, one may question that your Guru Maharaj was sitting on the ground in a municipal laboratory. He did not like that anybody should disturb him. He was sitting by the side of a municipal laboratory. So many people will come for darshan and ashirvad. He did not like it. He did not like to be disturbed by this ashirvad. They will not take any spiritual instruction. They are thinking that here is a saintly person and he will bless me, so I have got now 1,000, I will tell 10,000. That's all. Therefore they come. They do not come to take any spiritual instruction. Therefore it is botheration. It is botheration. So Gaurakishordas Bahaji Maharaj did not like this botheration. He was sitting by the side of a municipal level, so that this rascal will not come out of the bad smell and will not disturb me. So Maharaj Manindranandi, he was one of the, he had organized one Sankirtan festival. So he came to Gaurakishordas Bahaji Maharaj and to invite him. So after many requests, Gaurakishordas Bahaji Maharaj said, Maharaj, you have got many tenants. You are Maharaj. Why you are trying to make me your tenant? Because you are a rich man, you also want as your tenants carries your order, so you also want me. So why you are? No, sir, no. You are my lord. Whatever you say, I shall carry out. Will you carry out? Why not? So he said, then don't go home, sit down here. Chant Hare Krishna. He played out. You see? So he was very humorous also. Gaurakishordas Maharaj, that if you are so obedient, then I ask you, don't go home. Better give up your dress and chant Hare Krishna here. So he was rocking. So similarly, just like Ramanandara, he was grihastha, very opulent, governor, he is also akincha, because nothing was possessed by personal. Everything for Jagannath. This is a distinction. And one side, Rupa Goswami, and one side, Ramanandara. And Ramanandara is the most confidential devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is a grihastha. Because he is akinchan. As akinchan as Rupa Goswami. So we have to become akinchan. Akinchan, then we shall realize Krishna. Therefore it is said, akinchana gocha. You are understandable only by a person who does not possess so-called material opulence. So we should always remember that whatever we are trying for material, it is all for Krishna, nothing for us. So that people may, big gorgeous temperament, people will be attracted to come here and will distribute Krishna's prasadam. The aim is somehow or other to turn them, to convert them into Krishna consciousness. Then you remain akinchan. And if you think that we have got now a very big house, we shall live comfortably and sleep comfortably, then nagochara, then Krishna will not be realized. Then the comfort will be realized only, not Krishna. Akinchana gochara. We should always remember. This is Kunti Devi's name. Kam akinchana gochara. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said also, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mugasya. Bhagavad bhajan, devotional service to Krishna, if one is interested, he should not desire anything material position. Material, annavilasita sunnam. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajan. Bhagavad bhajan, why required? Na parang parang jigimishu bhavusagaru. we are rotting in this material world, we have to cross over the Nisan, Sosan and go to Vaikuntha. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Bhajan does not mean to increase our material position. That is dharmartha kam moksha. These are material things. People become religious to increase their economic condition better. Dharma artha. Generally, they want to, just like there are so many so-called saintly persons, they advertise that if you give me one, I shall give you 10. Magic, gold manufacturing, or some cloth, and they get more. People are after them. But Akinchan, we have nothing to give. So they do not come to us. So, Krishna is Akinchan. We should always remember that if we desire to be materially happy, and if we think some material possession and prestige in the society and becoming a learned scholar, I shall be getting more and more adoration from the society, I will be a big man, and then Krishna will be finished. Krishna will be finished. Krishna is Akinchanandu. That is the instruction of this verse. Naivarhati avidhatum. These persons, janmai sajya sutasivi edomana, increasing material opulence, they do not deserve approaching Krishna. Krishna will be approached by Narottamdas Thakur when he says, tumi vina kyaachya. I have no other alternative than to take shelter at the lotus feet of your Lord Shiva. Please give me. We should always remember this. Then we shall be able to make progress in spiritual life. Thank you.